drinking rum and Coca-Cola. Go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Oh, Peter's fine, Peter. Since the Yankee come to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. Chick-a-chick-carry to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Help soldier celebrate his leave, make every day like New Year's Eve. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother and daughter, working for the Yankee dollar. In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girl, the native swoon, when she hear der bingle croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana, both mother
want a little sugar for my mom. I want a little sweetness down in my soul. I could stand some loving, oh so bad. I feel so funny. I feel so sad. I want a little steam on my clothes. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, Daddy? Come on, save my soul. Drop a little sugar in my bowl. I ain't fooling. A little sugar in my bowl. Bessie Smith, you know. Get you.
We need to have a little talk. We've got more food in our country than we know what to do with. Food at the grocery store and food in the vending machines, fast food, health food, and seafood. We've got so much food that anything people don't buy, we just throw out. Yet 17 million kids in America struggle with hunger. That ain't right. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Yeah, I made that up. It's kind of catchy. Hello, people. This isn't rocket science. We could solve hunger today. To start, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. That's a website. Duh. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Just knows when it's the real thing. a touch of cream, but something's missing. So I'm gonna put this nice and sweet. Baby, would you be my sugar, sugar? Make my heart race, even on a good day. You make the world taste better, better. Good on anything. Want you on everything. Just a little bit is all it takes. Like a Coca-Cola on Christmas Day. You were that great, babe. What can I say? Would you?
Everyone, this is Liz, and you're listening to Something About the Women on WMFO in Medford. We listened to Rum and Coca-Cola by the Andrews Sisters, I Want Candy by Bow Wow Wow, I Want a Little Sugar in My Bowl by Nina Simone, Jalapeno by Janelle Monáe from the movie Hidden Figures that Janelle Monáe actually stars in, Sugar by Maren Morris, and Mashed Potato Time by Dee Dee Sharp. As you can maybe tell, today's theme is all about food, and I got my inspiration from one of my sixth graders. I work at a middle school during the week, and we had an assignment to do a six-word memoir, and they could write about anything they wanted to and any sort of subject. It could be silly, it could be serious, anything like that. And one student wrote a six-word memoir of, and it said, "My only friend is a waffle." And I was like, that is hilarious. Sixth graders are just too funny. They're way funnier than any of us teachers. And since then, I just said, I'm definitely going to do my playlist all about food. Coming up, we're going to hear some country, maybe some Mariah Carey. But stay tuned for more of your favorite songs by your favorite female artists.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. The summer we found love growing wild on the banks of the river on a well-beaten path. It's funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17, the hot July moon, saw everything, my first taste of love. When 30 was old, my biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call, we drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
lollipop, lollipop, oh, la 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 la
la la la la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la
la la la la.
kitchen, yeah. My cup is already half full. It's the taste that I'm feeling. No milk and two sugars if that's cool. Cool, cool. Can't sleep when it's late, but that ain't me complaining. Nobody can keep it like you. So good, I can't taste it. When y'all gone, I crave it. Nobody can make it like you. By the time you're leaving, yeah, I'm begging you to stay. And if you leave, I'd only get in your way. Yeah. You can keep me needing, even when I am awake. But the coffee never tastes the same, yeah. My baby, I drink so much, I guess they call it love. My baby, you keep me up, I just can't get enough. It's 3 a.m. in the morning, never been so lonely. I just wanna wake up to you. And you could be that. You could be the one that I'm needing. Honey, just let him be you. Can't sleep when it's late, but that ain't me complaining. Nobody can keep it like you. So good, I can't taste it. When y'all gone, I crave it. Nobody can make it like you. By the time you're leaving, yeah, I'm begging you to stay. And if you leave, I'd only get in your way. Yeah. You can keep me needing, even when I am awake. But the coffee never tastes the same, yeah. My baby,
It is 11:51 here at the studio, and you're listening to Liz on Something About the Women on WMFO in Medford. You heard some Strawberry Wine by Deanna Carter, Blueberry Hill by Loretta Lynn, Lollipop by the Cordettes, Biscuits by Casey Musgraves, Coffee by Grace, Celery Stalks at Midnight by Doris Day and the Les Brown Orchestra, Lady Marmalade by Patti LaBelle, and some Raspberry Jam by Carole King. Now, I think the best part about working in a middle school is that we just kind of added something really special this year, and it's snack time. And so every day at third period and fourth period, so the period right before we have lunch during fifth period, the kids are going to be allowed to bring snack. And I think it's great because I feel like in elementary school, we, you know, let them have snack because it's such a long break from when you have breakfast to when you have lunch. And when you're hungry, you can't learn and you get hangry and everyone gets grumpy. And I think that it's the same in middle school. And just because that they're expected to be more independent and go from class to class and floor to floor and have all this responsibility with after school and cell phones, they still deserve to have a little break in between the breakfast and lunchtime and have that snack, because we've been noticing that it's really hard to teach children who are hungry and they get frustrated. And I think that this snack break is going to be awesome addition to the middle school. And I think that we'll have a lot more attention and focus. And, you know, who doesn't love a snack? Us teachers always have snacks during our planning periods and stuff. And so, you know, how unfair is it that the kiddos don't get to have snack too? We are going to come up with some 60s and some, as I say, throwback tunes. And then we're going to get into a little more country. But stay tuned for more of your favorite music by your favorite female artists.
My baby like me.
Bye. everybody, Rachel Ray here. Nothing puts a bigger smile on my face than cooking up a big meal for family and friends. But there's not enough room at my table for the 17 million kids in America who are struggling with hunger. These children, that's one out of every five, often have to skip meals because there's just nothing to eat in the kitchen. Yet there's more than enough healthy, nutritious food produced right here in America to feed every last hungry child. If only there was a way to get it to them. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks collects surplus food to give hope to hungry kids and their families all across our country. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America at your local food bank and at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
We hit on a plane, flying across the sky.